Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Cella. I'm Vrana Gavilsky and I am here talking to Lindsay Cash from Tampa, Florida. Lindsay, bienvenido y gracias.
Hola, gracias a vos.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm, like you said, from Tampa, Florida. I'm 23 years old and I originally came to Argentina to learn Spanish and to teach English.
You're going to school there?
No, I'm actually taking a gap 2 years right now.
Okay. That's awesome. What led you to decide to do that?
Well, especially where I'm from in Tampa, there are so many Spanish speakers from, Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, and all over South America, and I want to go into medicine, and it's been my experience that learning to speak Spanish can be very beneficial, and I just really love to travel as well.
Nice. So do you have plans to kind of travel around while you're there, or have you already?
Yeah, I have already. I've been here for almost 3 months, and I'll be here for another 2 months. So far, it's been amazing.
So what have been some of your favorite travel spots?
Well, so far, I've only briefly been in Bogota, and I spent most of my time in Argentina. But some of my favorite places in Argentina have been Iguazu Falls in the northern part of Argentina and Patagonia, which is the whole southern region in Argentina.
Awesome. And then where will you go next after Buenos Aires?
Well, right now I have a flight booked to Santiago, Chile, and after that I plan to visit Peru, and I'm trying to decide between either Ecuador or Bolivia from there.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
So will you spend both, like, the whole 2 year gap in South America?
No, because the way that it's kind of set up, I have to go back for interviews about a year in advance to when I would matriculate. But okay. After that period, I plan to come back. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Have you had anybody come visit you, like family or friends?
I actually have. A friend came and visited for about a month. They just left a couple days ago, so that was really great.
Yeah. And then how long did you study at Acela?
I was there for 3 weeks.
Okay. That kind of help with the moving and living there?
Yeah, it absolutely helped. Everybody there was so friendly. My classmates and just everybody I met there was just really welcoming.
Good. So how did Acela classes compare to other educational experiences that you've had?
I was at another Spanish school in Argentina, and I prefer Acela's method a bit better, because they break it up into a conversational class and a grammar class, whereas the other school didn't really do that. And I think that the way that they do that is more helpful.
Mm-hmm. Which class did you prefer?
You really kind of need both. It's good to take the grammar class and then you put it into action and test out what you've learned in the conversational. I guess I preferred the conversational a bit better, though.
Mm-hmm. Did you focus in on any medical terminology in Spanish?
I did, actually. I took a private lesson on medical terminology with a tutor.
Oh, nice. What other types of students were there at your school?
There was actually a huge variety of types of students. There's from young to, I think, to older, maybe 65.
Nice.
Yeah, there is also a current physician who I met from California studying there, and he was in his residency years. I met people from all over Europe who also wanted to learn Spanish, and one Australian, just really a lot of diversity there.
Did you find yourself doing things with them after classes?
Yeah, I did go to a couple events with Isala. We went to a tango show one night, which was really amazing. I definitely recommend seeing a tango show while in Buenos Aires. And just went out to dinner a couple times.
What kind of food have you found that you like there?
There's a lot of different types of food. Near my apartment, there's a lot of Peruvian restaurants, which are really delicious. There's also the Palermo Soho area, which is probably a lot more for younger people. They have really great burgers as well. And then there's always the traditional Argentinian empanadas, which are always good.
How did you find the apartment that you're staying in?
Well, I ended up booking through Airbnb. I had been looking at some Argentinian apartment websites, but most of them were unfurnished. And I was looking through Craigslist, but it just wasn't happening fast enough. So I ended up maybe spending a little bit more than I had planned, but I ended up getting a really great apartment in a great area, everything included, breakfast also included in the payment. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, actually, really, it worked out really well.
And what area are you in?
I'm in the Recoleta area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So same as the school then?
Yeah, I just walk to school every day.
Awesome. Have you noticed any big cultural differences between Florida and Argentina?
Yes, I have noticed some differences in the cultures. One that's kind of interesting that I'm not really used to is the kissing on the cheek. And I almost always kind of do it a bit awkwardly, or I move my head the wrong way. But I think it's very sweet. I'm just not used to it. There's a lot of things I can't really, they're not coming to mind right now, I guess.
Okay. Do you think there's a type of person who might not benefit from attending a Spanish immersion program?
I mean, I guess if you don't want to learn Spanish, then maybe, but I just think in general it was great for getting to know people in Buenos Aires and kind of having a bit of a support system. It's kind of, Isala was more than you just kind of go to class and leave. In the beginning, they give you a whole orientation of, you know, if you have an emergency, you know, contact them and they'll help you with things. And they're always trying to do stuff outside of class. And they're even joking, you know, if your girlfriend breaks up with you, then to call, you know, call them because they'll help you. And
yeah,
it was just really, it was a good, it was good to have.
Good. So what is a typical weekday like for you right now outside of classes?
Well, right now I'm about to leave Buenos Aires in 2 days. So yeah, I'm going to be heading to Chile. But I usually wake up, go downstairs to a really nearby cafe. I guess another cultural difference is that they eat a lot of bread, medialunas, for breakfast. See, medialuna and café con leche every day. So that's what I've been eating too. So I go downstairs to the café, have breakfast. Since I'm leaving soon, I'm kind of finalizing some travel plans with hostels and doing some research on excursions I want to do in Peru and the deserts of Chile. I'm also kind of, I guess, maybe a unique case because I'm working on my personal statement for medical school as well. So I've kind of got some work to do while I'm here. I usually go to some nearby restaurants that I enjoy for lunch. And one thing that I will recommend is restaurants here are really big on giving the menu del día, like the menu of the day. And it's always really cheap. it's maybe 80 pesos, and it always includes a lot. Like, it's always the best, most tasty option to get the menu of the day. So I usually do that. Sometimes I walk over, do some shopping, and yeah, that's about it for now.
What kind of transportation have you been using? Just a lot of foot on foot?
Yeah, but the subways here are actually really, really useful as well, and they're really easy to navigate.
Okay. So what field of medicine do you want to go into? Do you know?
I'm currently thinking emergency medicine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So do you have a favorite or memorable Spanish word or phrase?
I guess just some things I've noticed that they say is one of the greetings, instead of saying como estás all the time, they usually say todo bien, which is kind of like it's all good, and you're like, sí, todo bien, it's all good. It's very common. I guess I kind of like it. I don't really know why, but I like it.
It's very optimistic.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with someone who's maybe considering going abroad for a Spanish program?
Yes, I would definitely recommend doing it. It's kind of one of those things that at first I couldn't really imagine living in South America for so long and just leaving my family, but I'm so glad I did it. And you meet tons of people who are doing the exact same thing as you. You just meet really incredible people. I guess one thing I would recommend is just being safe. I have had a couple instances where, and I know this can happen in any big city, but I've had a couple instances where I may have not have been being as careful as I should have. One of which was I was walking into a subway and I almost had my wallet stolen from me. Basically, I heard somebody yell "Señorita" to me and I looked up and I made eye contact with the guy trying to take my wallet, and he threw it and ran. And another instance, I was not being very careful, and I was using Craigslist to try to find an apartment. And I really just wanted an apartment so bad so I could be settled in and not living in and out of hostels. And I made a down payment for an apartment that I hadn't seen yet, and they just made it sound so legitimate to me, but in the back of my head, I think I knew it was not right. So I ended up being able to stop the bank transfer. So I guess two times there that I ended up getting very lucky. But in general, just like any other big city, you need to be careful and be aware.
Yeah, that is good advice. I'm glad that both times you, yeah, like you said, you did get lucky and nothing
Yeah.
horrible happened.
Yeah.
Muchísimas gracias, Lindsay. It's been wonderful to speak with you.
Oh, muchas gracias a vos.
Chao.
Chao.